Okay. This is episode 89 of the Android Buffet Podcast, recorded on April 2nd, 2012. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You know, Jerry, I thought about putting a different song on because yesterday was April Fool's Day and this is our April Fool's episode.
Yes, but today is not April Fool's Day, so let's try and keep the tomfoolery to a minimum, please.
Well, you have to understand that when a holiday falls on a Sunday, they observe it on Monday so there can be a three-day weekend.
Nobody takes off work for April Fool's Day.
Yeah, okay. One of my coworkers took off today.
I took off yesterday.
I didn't take off yesterday. I went to work.
I'm sorry.
I usually work Sundays. Some housekeeping issues.
Housekeeping.
Just before we get to the recap of the week. April 16th will be our Titanic episode.
Are we sinking?
No, that's the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. So we should have a Titanic episode. We'll talk about Titanic.
If we hit an iceberg, I'm going to say I told you so.
Well, you know, we'll talk about Titanic backup and Titanic media sync. No, it's titanium. Oh. Never mind.
Titanic or titanium?
That's titanium. This is Titanic.
Ah.
But that will be in 2 weeks. Next week will be, I will be observing the holiday of Passover, but I will still be here.
Now, I am making. How long does Passover last?
A week. So I'll be here munching on a piece of matzah, but here.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Last year I went away. I was still recording. No, I did leave town, but this year I'm working, so. Couldn't get the week off. It's always a pain when Passover and Easter happen to fall in the same week. Everybody wants to take off.
Yeah.
So I can't.
Oh.
Anyway, let's see. Doing the math here, the week of self is actually our 100th episode. Did you know that it happens to fall out that week? So if you come to self, we can do
it. Wait a minute. So in 2 weeks, we have the 100th anniversary of the Titanic.
Yes.
And in a month... We have...
2 months.
Oh, 2 months. We have our 100th show.
Yes. And it would be perfect. Odds. Yeah, it would be perfect if we could do our 100th show in person.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to book my travel to self as soon as I get around to it.
Yeah.
Still no?
Actually, it's looking good for self.
Okay, so we'll schedule a time. I'll even come early.
Although, I think I'm going to pay a little bit of extra money. I think it's extra money. And do the full-day MySQL training on Sunday.
I'll have to look and see. I don't know. I think usually I work on Sundays. So I'll probably see if I can find somebody to cover for me. Give them a Friday sometime.
Is it bad form to bring a Windows machine to a Linux
I've seen it been done before. Just cover up the logo. And Murph is in our chat room.
Maybe I should load up Windows on it, or some form of Linux on it for that weekend.
Or you can bring your tablet.
Nah.
I'm gonna bring my transformer.
I'll be so jealous.
Well, I just got the USB connector for it that doesn't require the dock. It was on clearance at the local micro center. Excuse me. But Murph is here tonight. I hope Murph appreciated that we named last week's episode after him.
He's famous.
Yes, I'm sure you saw the title, Jerry.
I did.
Yes.
Murph of Steel.
Well, he is our first steel donator. Moving along, how was your week, Jerry?
It was good. I lost weight.
I haven't been weighed in a while. I had to cancel an appointment for that because of the tenuous legal/financial situation in regards to my car. A lot of yelling, threatening, and talking to the sheriff's office.
So you don't have a scale at home?
Well, not the official scale.
Oh.
But I did visit my physician, and he is very pleased.
Excellent.
Yes, he said that he is very pleased that my cholesterol is down.
Excellent.
I'm very pleased, too, which means I don't have to worry about that. Anyway.
I would like to report that I weigh 254 pounds this week.
And what is that net?
57.
Very good.
Yay.
Yes.
3 more pounds and then I start lifting. I've been reading Starting Strength. And so probably next week I'll start lifting.
Oh, I have been lifting. So my percentage body fat has decreased while my weight has remained stable.
That's cool.
If you want itself, I'll try bench pressing you.
Can you bench press 250 pounds?
I don't know, but I'll give it a shot.
I don't know if I could do the...
Maybe I'll try bench pressing Brome. He seemed more like something I could lift. He's a tall, skinny guy.
Ah.
Anyway, let's see. Did I have any excitement this week? I bought an aerator today.
What's an aerator?
You know that little thing you put at the end of your faucet so that the water won't come out so fast? And thus you will save water.
Why would you want the water not to come out fast?
Well, without the aerator, it was coming out at over 3 gallons per minute. And by putting the aerator on, it only comes up at, it comes out at 1.5 gallons per minute. How fast do you want to wash your hands, Jerry?
But the so don't turn the water on full if you don't want that fast, but it's still nice to have the option. You know, sometimes, you know, like when you're putting water in the fish tank, you want the water to come out fast.
That's what I do in my sink. I don't do that in my bathroom sink. In my bathroom, I just want to wash my hands.
Okay,
aerators are good for the environment. So we had some interesting April Fool's advertisements this year.
We did.
Yes, Google launched Google Maps for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Do you still have
Did you see their 8-bit Google Maps?
Yeah, this is what they launched.
Did you see the tower defense game made out of it?
They made a tower defense game too?
Yeah.
Now that I missed. But it did make me want to bring out my Nintendo emulator and play some of my old favorite games.
Ooh, I'm pulling up the link for it. Here it is. Maps STD. Or Map STD.
Sexually transmitted disease?
It's Maps TD, as in Maps Tower Defense.
Okay, I'll have to have a look.
I played Tower Defense. I played Stonehenge when it came out. It was good.
Then, of course, they launched Gmail Tap, which replaces your phone keyboard with 2 buttons, the dot and the dash. I wish somebody would make that a real product. I would use that. Maybe not for long, but it would be amusing to try.
Mm-hmm.
Robo Bonobo aims to provide...
crazy.
A weaponized telepresence robot for bonobos armed with Android tablets. You can donate to this project on Kickstarter. A blind man drove to Taco Bell in Google's self-driving car. Google Voice is now out for pets. And of course, Canada has decided to end minting of the pennies this month. All payments in cash will be rounded to the nearest nickel, which will save $11 million per year.
Right, but that's not an April Fool's thing, is it?
Well, that's the question. Which of these things are April Fool's things, and which are serious?
I'm going to say the penny thing is for real.
It is. What about Google Voice for Pets? Real thing?
April Fool's.
Blind man driving to Taco Bell.
I can get behind that.
Okay, also real. How about Robo Bonobo aims to provide a weaponized telepresence robot for bonobos armed with Android tablets?
Sounds crazy.
But it's real. There actually is somebody who wants you to donate so they can build a weaponized telepresence robot for bonobos, which are apes.
Because we all know that bonobos need a telepresence.
No, a weaponized telepresence. So it's not just a telepresence robot, it's one that can shoot people.
That's just craziness.
The world is crazy, even when it isn't April Fool's. June 6th, just moving past craziness, is World IPv6 Day. And unlike last year, the companies will turn on their IPv6 compatibility and actually leave it on.
That sounds like an April Fool's joke.
Well, as opposed to last year when they turned it on, then turned it back off again. Why is IPv6 a joke? It's the future.
Okay.
It's necessary. We have run out of IP addresses.
I haven't run out of IP addresses.
We as a world have run out of IP addresses. You guys in the chat room, who's pro IPv6? Okay, no one.
I wouldn't be pro IPv6, would you?
Why not?
Bless you.
You can hear that?
Yes.
That's interesting. Whenever I mute it, it doesn't get on the recording, but you can hear me sneeze.
Oh.
The auxiliary channel must not be subject to the mute. Excuse me. I may be coming down with something just for the holiday season.
Just in time.
Yeah, that's always the way it is. Anyway, moving along, Flurry claims that Amazon App Store provides 3 times more revenue compared to Google Play. But after a whole bunch of people said this, it was revealed that the data was for in-app purchases, not for actual purchase of apps. And Murph is pro IPv6. Yay, Murph.
Murph is just pro you. Anything that you're in support of, Murph supports.
Why is that? Are you saying that Murph is a fan of mine? Or that Murph Maybe. And I just happen to share many common views, which is logical considering we first met at a Linux conference, which is usually where like-minded Linux enthusiasts meet. Anyway, what do you think about this? Do you think people are buying more through the Amazon App Store than Google Play?
Yes.
Do you think it's the Kindle Fire?
No, I think that it's Amazon is an accepted place to buy stuff.
I bought apps through the store. Not I many, but a couple.
But remember, we're going, when you start talking going mainstream, your clientele changes.
Well, my mother has never bought an app, and I gave her the Kindle Fire. I bought her an app.
Right, but she didn't buy it. You did.
Yeah, but she's never bought one. It's probably good because I hooked the Kindle Fire up to my account so she can read my books. And Murph has commented that you're just jealous that we both have good taste.
I
can get behind that. The Google Play Store has had some difficulties this week. Did you have anything, Drew?
No.
I actually did problem. I had to go and find out what was going on because I was getting the errors reported, which were this remote procedure call error. Seems to have resolved itself, but worth mentioning. And speaking of the Amazon App Store, the app was updated. They fixed those notification settings so that every 5 minutes they're not telling you there's an app available.
Good.
And you can. There's now a higher maximum download limit over cellular. It's not enabled by default, but it's there. And then we get to Linus Torvalds himself. You know, he's the father of Android.
Just what I want to talk about.
Or grandfather. Why don't you want to talk about Linus Torvalds?
He's not my favorite dude. Sorry.
I hear he's not necessarily the easiest to get along with. But he provided a deposition about a newsgroup posting that Motorola had located that predated a Microsoft patent on long file names used in a compatible manner with short ones by 3 years. And this was one of the patents that Microsoft was using to force licensing fees on Android handset manufacturers.
Really?
So essentially, they were charging Android handset manufacturers because of this patent, which may have been thought up by people in news group before Microsoft patented it by 3 years. So the judge has declared the patent invalid, but the International Trade Commission could still do something about that.
That's interesting.
Many things in this world, Jerry, are interesting.
So you say as you.
Yes. I say things because I believe them. Don't you believe things?
Sometimes.
How do you not believe, Jerry? You have to believe.
No, I don't.
You have to believe in something. I didn't say you had to believe in what I believe in.
Says who?
Says that you don't have to believe in what I believe in, or
that I have to believe in anything.
Belief is very important. Are you telling me that you don't believe in anything?
No.
Okay. So let's move along. The Wall Street Journal claims that Google will begin selling tablets directly to consumers because we know how well the Nexus program worked.
Yeah, one can hope.
Well, the thing is, you know, a Wi-Fi tablet without all of the cellular issues, maybe they would do better. But considering how they failed in the tablet situation, not in the tablet, in the phone situation, maybe they're not going to do that, and maybe the journal is full of it. We'll see.
Say it isn't so.
That the Wall Street Journal is wrong about something? They're wrong about a lot of things.
Okay.
They're a respected newspaper, though.
They are.
Okay. iOS has won over more smartphone buyers, but Android held steady. But 48% of both recent acquirers and smartphone owners had Android phones. So we have a significant percentage of the market. We're here.
As if we didn't already know.
Yeah. Stats are fun.
Stats are fun.
Yes. Google Play Movies is now live in France. So to all of our French listeners, bonjour. Welcome. If you want to watch a movie, you may now do so.
You speak French?
Bien bonjour.
Sounded like French.
I know a few words. I know a few words in a couple languages. But I am not fluent in French now. I took Spanish in high school. That's why I can't speak Spanish. I can understand it. I can't speak it. European lawmakers are going to cap roaming data charges in EU member countries at 20 euro cents, which is about 27 US cents a megabyte.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but these are roaming charges.
It's still a lot.
Have you seen what it is now?
No.
Imagine $3 a megabyte.
No, really?
I've seen it that way, yes. When I did the research when I went to Europe, I was looking at the overage charges.
That's illegal, isn't it?
If they do this, yes. If they cap them, it would be.
Oof.
That
would be a massive improvement.
Well, I wish the United States would also say that that gouging on roaming is a bad thing. They've said it on other things. They did interchange fees for credit cards a few years ago. That hasn't really helped, but it's a thought that counts. A Google Android developer identified an 8-month period between the time of release and the launch of new devices with the software. So the first launch of Ice Cream Sandwich devices should be 8 months from the time that it was released. When was Ice Cream Sandwich released?
Like a year and a half ago?
No, it wasn't that long. It was, what, October?
It's been a while.
Yeah, well, I can go back. Let's see. It was definitely last year. It was at least 20 episodes ago. here we are. Let's see here. Yeah, late October. So that would put it somewhere around June, where, by that estimate. What do you think? Mainstream ice cream sandwich devices in June. Maybe a few will come out before that, but the majority of them will start coming out June. That sounds about right.
Okay.
Maybe May. Anyway, Lenovo is going to offer an enterprise app store, which can be customized on a company-by-company basis. So you'd have their app store, and you'd go there, and your company would be able to decide on your device what apps they would allow you to install.
I like it.
Well, it's good for enterprise. If you can get them an Android phone, and for business purposes, the company is saying, well, you can install this, this, and this, but we'll allow you to install these things. It creates a closed garden for work, which is essential, while allowing the people to have the choice of putting things on their phone beyond work-related things, as long as the company is vetting them to make sure that they're secure.
I like it.
And the Army also deployed its own Android store. Go Army. So not only is
kind of the same thing?
Well, the U.S. government does have, the NSA has been working with Android, and so has the Department of Defense. So essentially, the Army deploying an Android store full of its stuff goes towards the Army using Android in the field.
Cool.
And James Kendrick of ZDNet asks if Android is even a platform.
As opposed to?
A mess. Well, the basic thesis was that Google needs to take over Android. And I'm not sure I can agree with that. Do you think that Android is so bad that Google has to take more control? Or is the openness of Android, you know, an advantage? Now, should Google be setting an example? And should Google be saying, we need to get together on this? I think they should be saying, we need to get together on this. I don't think that they necessarily need to take control. Why can't the major manufacturers get together with the Android Upgrade Alliance? The group that was supposed to get us our upgrades for 18 months after the device? Remember them?
Yeah.
Where are they right now?
I don't know, but they're not doing anything useful.
Well, I'd like them to.
Me too.
Well, we'll see. I don't think my Droid 3 is getting ICS.
I don't think my Evo is either.
No, I know your Evo isn't.
Me.
I'm not saying it. I'm not trying to make fun of you, Jared.
Yes, you were.
No. I'm waiting for you to get your HTC One S.
X.
I thought it was One. S for Sprint.
It's X for Awesome.
Well, okay, it's X for Awesome and it's S for Sprint, so it's an SX. I had one of those once. It was a 386 SX16. It had a floating point processor and everything. Or was that the 486 DX? Time ago.
Somebody's got jokes.
Anyway, a Double Twist added Google Music support and an alarm clock. But it only works with Google Music songs that you've set for offline access.
Makes sense.
Someday there'll be an API. Hyatt released an official app. So if you have your phone and you have the app, you can book your next stay and visit all of the hotels virtually.
Because that's just what we need.
I'm a Marriott person myself. Worked out very well. I didn't pay for the room, and I got all the rewards points.
I like the Hyatt.
Yeah. As I said, I'm more of a Marriott person myself. But I've been in a Hampton Inn, and I think Hyatt owns them. Hulu Plus was updated, and they now support selected tablets.
Really?
And Murph remembered, it was the SX had the no float. I think it must have been the 486DX I replaced it with that had the floating point processor. I think I may have added it to the SX, though. I think there was an optional add-on for it. But I may be misremembering. This was a long time ago. But do you use Hulu Plus, Jer?
No.
Well, I may try it again just to see what the tablet version is.
Impressed that the media companies are, you know, on board with that.
Well, that's because a lot of the content can't be viewed on the mobile version, like most shows that you want to watch. Which really annoys me. That's why I've only tried Hulu Plus. If it gave me all of the shows that I could watch for free, I would pay for it.
That's just ridiculous.
Anyway, let's see what else we have here. Oh, yes. Seismic was finally updated. It included a new exciting feature, advertisements.
Haha.
Yeah. Since I use Seismic every so often, I didn't even try it with the ads. I just gave them the $3. I'm hoping they're going to get that tablet version out that they've been promising for a year. But I used the product for free, so I figured I owed them $3.
Okay.
They asked for it, and I'm not looking at ads.
And that's a good thing. With real estate as precious as it is on a telephone.
Yeah. I still can't find a good Twitter app.
Well, who can?
Well, I'm hoping one will come. Either way, Seismic is now back on my phone. At least for now, it offers a combined view. It supports Identica.
Which is important for you, right?
Well, it saves me from also running Mustard. One app instead of...
Sometimes I'm just scared.
Mustard is an Identica client. Anyway, you can do combined views from accounts, and I am still testing that. Only thing I haven't gotten is reply notifications, but I may not have turned that on. Square updated its credit card reader to add hardware encryption due to complaints that the reader was being used by third parties for skimming.
Hmm.
Well, do you really want to put a cheap device in the market that encourages identity theft?
I don't.
Yeah, but Square said, well, fine, you know, since there were people were giving them a hard time about it, they're withdrawing the original unencrypted Squares, and now the device has a built-in encryption. So the data sent to the phone can only be accessed by the Square app. So it can't be used. Well, it can't be used for other apps, but you could always hack the thing open, take out the board, and maybe do it again. But if you can do all that, you can probably build your own credit card reader that works with an audio jack.
Or you could try PayPal's Triangle.
Also encrypted.
Oh.
That's one of the things
Big on security.
Yeah, that's one of the things that PayPal went after Square for. Now, again, the transactions themselves were not insecure, but the data was delivered to the phone from the swipe in an unencrypted manner. So it could be used for skimming.
Yep.
Square also renamed and updated its card case app. They now call it Pay with Square, if you can find a store that allows you to pay with Square.
So what, you would swipe your own card?
No, you would have an account. You would sort of, when the phone was within range, it would allow you to pay. So essentially, it's sort of like the Google Wallet philosophy, except without the near-field communication. You could also speak your payment.
Yeah.
Not going to do that.
Yeah, right.
AppBrain released the AppBrain Ad Detector. This is a very nice little app. It'll detect ads.
I don't get it.
Basically, it will look for code and tell you which apps are attached with which ad network, which ones do specific things. So let's say you're trying to figure out which app is draining your battery.
Okay. I'm seeing that. I'm feeling that.
Well, give it a shot. It'll detect apps and give you advice. It doesn't do anything other than give you information, so it doesn't remove the apps. It just tells you what you might want to know. Cerberus 2.2 was released. This is my security app. It adds the ability to hide the GPS icon. So if you've turned on GPS on the phone, it'll hide that from whoever you want to hide it from.
Oh, that's interesting.
It does remote SMS send, speak command for SMS, and more. So you can have the phone send a SMS text message saying something like, I'm stolen, call the police. AMC Theaters released an app.
I'm stoked about that.
Are you an AMC Theaters patron?
I am.
Are you a member of their loyalty social network program?
Stubbs, yep.
Oh, you are a Stubbs member?
I am.
Okay. Do you go onto their social network and talk about movies?
God, no.
Okay, I don't quite get that. I understand a loyalty program. I don't get the social networking part. Anyway, HandSent SMS 4.0 was released. Do you use HandSent, Jerry? I know you are an SMS person.
I do use HandSent.
Have you tried the new version?
I have not.
Okay, I expect to hear a full report. I don't send text messages, so I can't try it.
You know, but... You know, HandSent's kind of perfect.
Yeah, well, this was mostly stylistic. ICS support, new interface.
Yeah, and see, ICS support really doesn't do me any good.
No, but the new interface might.
True.
Babbel helps you learn a new language from your phone. So I could learn French. Or Russian. Or...
Swahili!
How about Italian?
When are you ever going to need Italian?
I don't know. I sort of need it in Italy, but I'm not planning on going back in the near future. I'm not that rich. Anyway, Ustream, it was downloaded 2.5 million times, so they released a new version. You can now purchase ad-free options within the app.
Wow.
So if you want to watch video and you don't want to see the ad, you can give them money. Yeah, there's a way to monetize.
Well, it probably greatly increases your value.
Well, as an app, certainly.
No, I mean as a person. Because instead of getting paid, or YouTube, instead of getting paid for the CPM of the ad, now you're paying them directly.
Well, we'll see if YouTube ever tries that. This is Ustream.
Oh.
Okay. Rite Aid launched an app, so you can now scan your prescription bottle to get a refill.
Interesting.
I don't need a refill on anything right now. I'm perfectly fine. I also don't patronize Rite Aid, but that's nothing personal.
I don't even think we have Rite Aids here.
No, I've been to Rite Aid, but there's none in my neighborhood. And I decided to take a look at handwriting note-taking apps with my friend, the Capacitive Stylus.
Really?
Yes.
I looked. Where did you get a Capacitive Stylus?
For $4 at Micro Center.
Really?
Also, there was a deal on Amazon, 3 capacitive styluses for $3. So now I have a stack of styli.
And are they accurate? Are they comfortable?
Reasonably. For a buck here and there, they're not bad. But again, it's not a pressure-sensitive one like one of the ones that you would get built in with a tablet. For example, the S Pen, which is with the Galaxy Note and so on. So this is mostly, I was testing how well I could do a common everyday task that I might want to do as a non-artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I checked note-taking, and I checked digitally signing my signature, which is a common thing that you might want to do with a tablet. Let's say sign your signature and attach it to a PDF.
Yes.
So I just did my signature, and I did a few other things. So I tried Papyrus, which is currently in beta, and Quill, which, remember, I paid 49 cents for during that promotion. I discussed that on the show. And Freenote, which is the only app that's actually not a tablet-only app. So you can try Freenote. Now, Freenote's actually a very nice app. Papyrus and Quill. Quill has a lot of advantages, too. As I said, they're both tablet-only. So if you want to note something on your phone, you could certainly try Freenote. And Freenote had one advantage that I really liked, which it would expand to allow you to write larger, and then it would shrink it down and fit it in line.
Oh, that's nice.
As opposed to some of the other apps where I didn't get a chance to figure out how to make the lines bigger if I wanted to make it easier for me to write.
Yep.
Because why should I write small? Why can't I just zoom?
True.
And we have a recommendation from the Door-to-Door Geek. He's recommending Talkatone as a free Google Voice VoIP client. I will continue my recommendation of Groove IP. I know some people did have issue with the voice quality, but I did enjoy the app. I thought it was very well done. And they have made improvements on the sound end. And I left something in here for you, Jerry.
You go right ahead.
Well, you haven't had a developer's corner in a while. I tried to give you one, but I'll do. Google launched a translator toolkit to help developers provide localization for apps.
But beware, it sucks.
It's still an effort, though. Well, nothing compares to actually having people translate your text into the appropriate language.
Yeah, nothing.
Yes, but they're trying to say, well, if you can't get that, at least you can have a semblance, and people will tell you if your language is wrong, but at least you're offering them something better than not understanding your app. And Google released a class on transferring data without draining the battery, which I think is important for any developer.
Yes, it is, but it's also pretty much impossible.
Huh.
I'm sure there are ways to improve battery performance, but...
Well, that's what they're saying. I don't think they're saying that you won't have any battery issues. I think they're basically saying that we're trying to minimize that. We also got an email. No, that's an email from one of my other websites. Give me a second here. Oh, yes, a few of them here. From Barry Williams. Hi, guys. Regarding Easter, I think the eggs and the bunny come from the pagan roots in reproduction, the bunny being very good at reproducing and the egg being a symbol of reproduction. I think these symbols get out of hand, hence now the bunny bringing the eggs does not make sense. Anyway, keep up the good work, Barry.
It is my understanding that many of our Christian holidays were timed specifically to coincide with pagan rituals in order to make those holidays more palatable.
I've heard those stories. We do have one other email. I don't know if this is a legitimate one or not. It's from Denise, and it's, you have a YouTube channel? ?
Do we have a YouTube channel?
No. Do we want a YouTube channel?
Well, what would we put for video?
I don't know. A sock puppet?
You know, I was looking at webcams over this last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who do you want to talk to?
You know, I'm just, nobody in particular. I'm just thinking, with losing weight. I'm not so ashamed or scared to have a picture taken. And I feel like I might have a lot of knowledge to share that maybe I think I might be able to do a better job with video instead of typing.
So you want to do a fitness show, you know, jogging with Jerry?
No, not fitness. I mean, I don't know crap about fitness. I know how to not eat.
That's a great title for a show. Jerry Jones. Yes, Jerry Jones and I don't know crap about fitness. Immediately following the Android Buffet podcast, Jerry Jones talks fitness.
That's funny.
I have my moments.
You do. So, probably no YouTube channel yet, huh?
No. Unless you plan on having one.
No, although I've really honestly been trying to get my daughter to do a YouTube channel. You know, makeup and fashion advice and stuff like that, because, you know, she's into that type of stuff.
So she's fashionable.
She is. She's got like 8 gazillion pairs of shoes and 300,000 purses and associated belts, and she's always dressed nice and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Well, that may work.
I told her it'd be a way to make some money because, you know, you can make some decent money on YouTube if you can get your views up.
I had heard that.
So, you know, she's unemployed. Seemed like a decent thing to do with your spare time.
Well, I wish I could help there.
You don't have any fashion advice?
No, I wish I could help with the whole unemployment thing.
Oh.
You know, I know many people who are not in their chosen profession. I'm one of them. But we all make do.
What would be your chosen profession? If you could do anything you wanted, what would you do?
Well, here's the question. Do you want to guess what my chosen profession is? What it is that I studied and what I'm still paying off? I think Murph knows because I probably told him when we were talking. But
you were an English major.
Nope. You're not going to guess that I was a music major?
I would have never guessed you were a music major.
I'm not. I just wanted to see if you'd guess it, considering that I keep playing music after the show.
Yeah, but you play music from like the, you know, 1800s.
No, I don't. I've never played music from the 1800s. Would you like me to?
I don't think so.
I have a copy of I Love the 80s.
That's more musical. Are we talking 1880s or 1980s?
Yeah, that's the joke. The album actually is called I Love the 80s, Music of the 1880s. I think I have one 1780s too. Gotta love those free Amazon albums. but no, I'm more of a 50s, 60s type person. I'm a 20th century enthusiast. In fact, after the show, I was going to play one of my favorites. And I think you could actually help, Jerry. You told me you can't sing.
I cannot.
Okay. So I'm telling you that if you make one noise, I can turn it into a song.
You got one of them auto tuners?
No. I think you can do backup for me on a song.
No, hold on. Wait a minute. What's your major in college? What's your degree in?
Undergrad or grad?
Let's do undergrad.
Planned studies.
Planned studies?
Yeah.
What in the hell does that mean?
You're wondering why I can't get a job? No one knows what my degree is in.
Ah, okay.
I have a job, but I'm saying, what?
What's your grad degree in?
My graduate degree?
Yeah.
Well, I studied several things.
Okay.
Archives, records management, information science. Oh, and I am licensed in the state of New York as an educator.
So, if you could be anything you want, you would be a librarian.
Well, actually, I prefer school library media specialist or archivist, but archivist is really hard to do. I'm licensed in that too, but although my teaching license is expiring because I've never been employed using it.
I feel like others in my profession are truly blessed in that we get to do what, you know, we love doing.
Well, I have days when I enjoy doing what I love doing. Usually not Mondays, but but I come home and talk to you, which helps, but Mondays are just hard. I don't know why that is. But something always happens on Monday at work. It's usually the most difficult day of my week.
I understand.
In fact, the lights went out today. I'm wondering if this is my boss's way of telling me to stop working so much overtime.
Probably not.
Well, I'll find out tomorrow.
Okay, so you would... What is an archivist?
That would be a person who ran an archive.
I saw a cartoon. And it was a cartoon of a guy that was in a records keeping position.
I studied that too.
And I mean, people would come down and bring in papers, and he's supposed to store the papers for, you know, 7-10 years.
Yeah, and you're thinking of the clerk. A records manager would determine the system for storage of those records.
This particular guy was training somebody new, I guess. And so when somebody came down and gave him a folder of papers, he would wait until the guy who gave him the papers left, and then he would throw them in the trash. And the guy who was trained said, "What are you doing?" And the expert in this particular job said, "The job was a lot harder until I realized nobody ever asked for the stuff."
Well, to be honest, my interest was digitization. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get in on taking records, and specifically archives, which would be historical stuff, and bring them into the 21st century by digitizing them.
So a Google Books type of thing?
Oh, not quite. There are a lot of legal issues there. If you own the archives, you have certain rights. So let's say you have papers. You would still have to obey certain restrictions that those papers might have been given to you on.
Mm-hmm.
For example, let's say you donate your papers to an archive. You become famous and you donate, you know, the Jerry Jones collection. Your family can put conditions on the gift.
Right.
And say, you know, these things that people cannot use this information for profit purposes without the family's permission. But it's free for academic research.
So why archivist? I mean, what's the attraction in...
Well, I gave up on archivist. It was too hard to get a job. I moved and tried to get into school library media.
The guy that runs the projector?
No. The guy who runs the library media center.
I don't know what that means.
Well...
What is a library media center?
It is the successor to the library. In a school, you know, the library is not as library as it once was. So you incorporate in more modern techniques, such as computers, the internet, and other things. The official mission statement of the school library media specialist profession is teaching the next generation information literacy.
So that means you teach them how to use Google?
No.
Or you teach them how to understand what Google shows them?
Well, the second one is closer. Basically, the whole idea of information literacy is that the whole point of education as it exists today, because of things like No Child Left Behind, is they teach people to a test. They teach them information, and they don't teach...
rote memorization, yes. Yeah,
they don't teach people how to learn.
Or how to think.
Yeah. Information literacy...
I believe they actually... it is my personal opinion that thinking is actively discouraged in today's school system.
You're not
alone.
Just
my opinion.
You are not alone in that thinking. Now, admittedly, there are exceptions, but there are places where, you know, because of the way funding is, they have eliminated any positive advancement that they might have made in that area. So I have an article somewhere that, where somebody was just talking about this recently, but I'll forget that for now. But basically, my personal opinion of the situation is that with the, you know, the classroom teacher absorbed in, you know, subject-based studies, the job of the school library media specialist, which you can call the teacher librarian if you'd like, is to teach students how to learn, how to go and learn themselves, how to take information that they acquire and use it to learn. Now, that does
include... you would be pretty unpopular.
Not necessarily, but probably. But I...
No, I don't mean among the kids. I mean among staff.
Oh, we have to understand that one of the mission statements of the school library media specialist, and I can get my mission statement book if you'd like, is to work with the classroom teacher.
Wow.
But I did this. I did student teaching. I went to and observed at a high school where somebody was trying to explain the index in the back of a book to students. They didn't quite get it, what an index was.
Mm-hmm.
And these were ninth graders.
Really?
Yeah.
What a sad statement.
Yeah, I was really depressed. Then I went to I was at a combined junior and senior high school, and I was in a class with the sixth graders who were doing a unit on the Holocaust. And so I helped the staff there put out books on their subject on the table so they wouldn't have to go to the shelf. And there weren't enough computer stations, so we allowed them to rotate off on the computers.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a kid sitting there. At the table where we put up signs with the various topics that were put on each table. Sitting there with a book, his topic was Dr. Joseph Mengele. Are you familiar with him?
No.
Horrible man.
Okay.
Crazed doctor. Did a lot of medical experiments. He's sitting there with a biography of Joseph Mengele. His assignment is to write about Joseph Mengele. And he looks up and tells me, there's nothing in this book about my guy. To this day, that saddens me.
I don't get it.
There was nothing in the book that was not about his topic. The book was solely about...
He was making a joke.
He wasn't. This kid was completely and totally serious.
That doesn't make sense.
I was a bit worried when two people in two different classes asked me if Adolf Hitler and Adolf Eichmann were related because they were both named Adolf. But at least that's a little more innocent.
No. Who believes that people are related due to first names?
I don't know. These kids, they were in two different classes. It's not like they were talking to each other.
That's just craziness.
I also did student teaching at a K-2 school. I can still do story time like there's nobody's there.
I occasionally go in and do story time at my daughter's school.
Well, it's fun. I read The Aminal.
Mm.
Have you read that
misspelled
one?
A misspelled animal.
I know. The title of the book was The Aminal.
Okie dokie.
Great book. Classic.
So, really, what do you... Okay, you're probably not going to do that. So, what's your second choice?
I don't know. That was after years of doing what I've been doing, I decided to go back and study that after my plans to become an archivist fell through. So, at the moment, my plan is to stay where I am. I'm working on a new plan.
What a depressing plan. I mean, I don't know where you are, but you don't seem overly thrilled with, you know, being there. So,
you know, I could always apply for a transfer to another department. I hear people at the home office know me.
Ooh.
Not always favorably. But you can't have everything.
Sure, but you can.
At least I'm free on Monday nights to do this podcast.
And I certainly appreciate it.
But we have a lot of fun. We know we've been doing this for 90 episodes now.
Wow. Just seems unbelievable.
Oh, and Murph wants me to pull out my Edison cylinder to play some music.
You have one?
No, I have 33s and 45s, but no Edison cylinder.
I guess that's our cue that we need to wrap it up.
Okay. We can certainly do that.
Well, we've been running for about an hour now.
Yeah. But are you going to help me with a musical number now? I think you can handle this one. Can you go, ooh, ah?
You said one sound. That sounds like two sounds.
It's a combo.
It's a combo.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to go, ooh, ah.
Yeah.
How do I know when to go, ooh, ah?
Well, you just have to do it over and over again. We call that being a background singer. Do you know that in classic...
Forever?
Until the song stops.
How long's the song?
We'll see. But either way, the bass man was the most important part of a lot of music. Especially, you know, dating back to the Mills Brothers. And through, you know, rhythm and blues and vocal harmony. He's the one who laid down the beat.
Okay.
In fact, there are songs about the bass man. Like Mr. Bassman.
Ooh, Mr. Bassman.
And I'm sure that you remember the bass from Pookie Hudson and the Spaniels doing Good Night, Sweetheart. You know, I saw Pookie live. Excuse me, that's very disrespectful. The man is deceased.
Okay, but can you say that again just for my own humor? You saw Pookie live?
Yeah, Pookie Hudson.
I have no idea who that is.
The lead singer of the Spaniels.
Like, I have no idea who they are.
They're the ones who are famous for the song Good Night, Sweetheart.
I have no idea what that is.
Well, that's a song.
You and I have, you know, you as an information specialist, you have a concept of a Venn diagram, right?
Information professional.
Information professional.
Yes.
I thought you had to get paid to be a professional.
Well, I put it on my resume. It sounded more impressive.
Oh. As a specialist, you know, you have the knowledge whether you get paid for it or not.
Well, I did consider going and joining the Special Librarians Association, the SLA, but I didn't want to be thought of special.
Do you watch TV?
Yes, we've talked about television many times.
Okay, have you seen a series of straight-to-video movies called The Librarian?
They weren't straight-to-video, they were on TNT. Bit hammy, though. Noah Weil, Bob Newhart... what's her name? The one, Jane Curtin.
I love those.
Jonathan
movies.
Frakes.
Now, now to me, you will forever be the librarian.
Okay, I'll take it.
I like the movies. I mean, they're not big budget films. They're not, you know, great outstanding writing, but they are what they are. They are good entertainment for an hour and a half.
I'll give you that. I enjoyed them.
So to me, you are now the librarian.
Okay, so. It's Jerry and the Librarian.
Works for me.
Conquer the Temple of Android.
Ooh.
No, ooh, ah.
ooh, ah.
Yeah.
Ooh, ah.
Okay, I'll dub that.
Do I have to do it with any type of rhythm or anything?
Well, do you want to hear the song? I'll play it after the show. I'll play the original, and you tell me if you can reproduce it.
Probably not. I'm completely tone deaf.
Okay. Well, we'll give it a shot. And that brings us to the end of the program. If you'd like to contact us, that's podcast@androidbuffet.com. We are, of course, a member of the Tech Podcast Network. I sometimes forget to mention them, but I hear they may finally be paying us for that go-to-meeting spot we did last year. So here you guys are. Sorry, I'm forgetful. I apologize. There's some great guys over there. They're very earnest and sincere about their work, and many of them do video. Some of them still do audio. Check it out if you can. Beyond that, of course, we are a proud member of many other things in the world, and we are counting down to the Southeast Linux Fest, where I hope that Jerry will show up.
I expect that I will.
And if you want to call us and tell us what you think about that, that's 2012-WENICA. It's been so long since we've had a voicemail.
Call and tell me what you think I should do for self. Any preparations I need to make, or good places to stay, or...
Well, you have to don your Linux disguise.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What's a Linux disguise?
Well, you have to blend in. Can you drink beer?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, many Linux people enjoy alcoholic beverages. I'm not one of them.
I'm more of a Jack and Coke type of guy.
It'll work. Let me think. What else do you need? Can you talk about open source software?
I can make fun of it.
Okay, that might not work for you. But we'll figure it out. So shall we end the episode?
Sure. But I do want to give a call out to any of the Linux weenies that are out there that you...
We prefer the term enthusiasts.
Oh. You know, if you do want to see me at Self, I'd appreciate, you know, hearing from you. And if you've been to a Self before and you have any hints and tips for me, I would very, very much appreciate those.
I was at a Self once.
Yes, but you and I talk all the time. I want to hear from our listeners.
Okay, I want to hear from them too. I love hearing from listeners. That's why I read Barry's email. Go, Barry. And next week, our topic will be androids and matzah. And I will tell the story of the green giant's exodus from Egypt. Probably not.
The green giant?
Yes. The android exodus-ed? Guy. I'm sure he was there too. It depends on how liberally I tell the story.
Okie dokie.
Don't you remember the droid noise and go down Pharaoh? No.
No.
Anyway, that brings us to the end of our program. We'll see you next week.
Bye, folks.
Goodbye.